858-299-0006. I look forward to speaking.
Okay, was any of that going to be...
Hello, you've reached Gone Construction. After the beep, leave your name and number, and we'll call you back. Thanks.
Hey, Rick, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. Sorry I missed you, but I'm actually just looking to follow up here on a finance offer that we sent to the business about 2.5 weeks ago now. And looks like we pre-approved you for $250,000.
Hello?
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 Hey, Rick?
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. I know you're probably busy. I didn't want to take up much of your time, but I just wanted to follow up with you here on a pre-approval I sent to the business a couple weeks ago. Not quite sure if you had a chance to take a look at it or not. It was for some working capital and equipment, and it was based on some lending that you guys did with People's United a few years back, if you recall.
Sure. Did you take over People's?
No, we didn't take them over. Just based on your borrowing history with them, we actually sent out a pre-approval to your business. You guys are creditworthy, and you guys have a good standing relationship with your lenders there. And I kind of wanted to follow up with you and see if you had a chance to take a look at the offer that we sent out.
I have not looked at it.
No. It was.
What are you offering? What kind of interest rates are you looking at?
So, we do working capital and we do equipment, and so, you know, rates always depend, of course. For our working capital, you know, have you ever done a working capital loan before?
Nope.
So, for working capital, it's similar to a line of credit, which I'm sure you've done before.
That's what I've got.
Exactly, yeah. And so, it's similar to a line of credit, but it's an unsecured cash loan. So, we don't require any collateral or anything like that, and nothing gets put on the personal credit. This is all through the business. And for working capital, we can loan 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So we can usually get you a lot more money than a line of credit for less risk due to not having any collateral up there. And for our equipment financing, I mean, usually that's a kind of like your typical car loan, 2 to 5 year term, monthly payments, you know, things like that. So it all kind of really depends on what you're looking for. Did you guys have anything coming up in the pipeline at all?
I'm thinking about buying a new tractor or a late model tractor.
Buy a new tractor?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get this here. And how much is the tractor going to cost, do you think?
$75,000.
$75,000. And then what are you going to use the tractor for, really?
My construction business.
All right. And what do you think your return on investment is going to be for this tractor? Like, are you going to put it to work right when you get it for, like, your monthly projects, or?
I'm thinking about selling you a couple other pieces of equipment. So, basically, I'm kind of just looking for what you're looking at interest rates. Right now, I've got a line of credit, and I'm at 5%.
Right. And for that line of credit, were you planning on using it to purchase equipment?
No, I build houses.
Oh, okay, right. And then, so you were looking to get an equipment finance for this piece of equipment, right?
Yep.
For the tractor.
Right, but I'm also looking to find... Listen,
yes.
I've been there broke, been broke twice, actually never really been once. I've been cash poor. But as far as that goes, if you can't do anything at 5% or less, then I got nothing to talk about.
Oh, no, we definitely can for the crane, right, or for the tractor.
Okay.
Because, yeah, depending on, you know, when you need it by and how everything. So when do you plan to bring it on? Soon as possible?
I'm looking at it right now. It's a 2007 500 Komatsu.
2007 500 Komatsu. Okay. And then how would you rate your credit? Are you good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
My credit's good. I think I'm 750, 760.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, we can get you some good stuff. How were sales for you last year?
Sales are good, but I'm a builder. I build houses.
Right, right. But we take a look at like the overall business in order to get you what we can give you, you know.
Right.
So if you were to give me like a ballpark of how sales were last year, what you're on track for this year.
Probably 750,000 to a million.
750 to 1 million, okay. And then how long have you been in business?
45 years.
Whew, so you guys are pretty well established then, huh?
You bet.
Yeah. How'd you get into the industry?
I started as a concrete pumper.
Really? And then just worked your way up, or?
Yep.
Very nice. Have you owned multiple businesses throughout there, or?
Absolutely.
Very nice. Very nice. And have you already looked into financing?
No, I haven't.
All
usually
right.
I just write it out of the line of credit.
Right. Oh, good.
But
so I got you.
Important. People's Financial was Mike King. If
of
Mike
course.
King still writes, if he still runs that thing, I can call Mike and he'll give me a check.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, good then. I probably caught you at a pretty good time. Let's see here. Do you have any current loans out right now? You just have that line of credit?
Yep.
And that line of credit was for how much?
560.
560. And how much is left on that?
200.
200. Oh, okay. So you've exhausted a good amount of that. Okay. And we're looking for a 2007 500 Komatsu, you said, right?
Yep.
Okay, great. So $75,000 tractor. You're going to use it for your construction. You don't know really what your return on investment is going to be?
No, listen, like I've been doing this for 45 years. I build houses, I do dirt work and concrete.
All right, so you know everything that you do.
I got 10 pieces of equipment.
You got 10 pieces?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, and then are you trying to bring this on just as soon as possible?
I'm going to, if I want it, I'm going to get it within the next week.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Okay. So here's what I got for you. What we require is, do you have a quote for that tractor?
No, it's advertised in the excess.
Okay, so we'll be able to figure that out. So what we require, depending, you know, how fast you can get it to me, is 6-month bank statements and most recent tax return for the business.
Okay.
As soon as those come in, within 24 hours, I can give you an approval with different terms and different payment options that you are applicable for. And then you tell me that you have a good credit score as well, so we can probably set you up on something a lot better than exhausting that line of credit for sure.
All right. I'll tell you what, you can give me a call back next week. How's that?
Yeah, sure. Do you have a good email address?
Just give me a call back. You got the number.
Sure, no problem.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Do you have a...
Thank you.